Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
I'll tell you what, Chime. You know what we did today? We took care of business.
Yes, we did. Good job by you.
Thank God.
You literally could never have foreseen that you'd wake up and out of nowhere, nothing's working.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Couple of questions for Razor.
I'm here.
I was watching Bruins North Brawl some years back when they had like 3 fights in 4 seconds. Were you the goaltender for the North Stars at that time?
The Dallas Stars, yeah.
Gave up a couple of the early goals.
Yeah, did.
Yeah, that was you.
I got paid that day.
My other question is, what the hell is going on with your hair? You look like you just walked in from a hurricane.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
I don't know if you can freeze it or get... how you make it hard, but...
I am so happy I am here for that this morning, because I will be hearing that for months and years.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis and Shime.
There was a goalie that just passed away. He was, like, played in the 50s, I think.
Ken just said he died in 86.
That does continue, though, about how great it is to do this job and you get that.
Now...
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning. Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo!
is go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Everybody.
Oh,
welcome
God.
Back. I missed you.
Hey,
all.
Mr. Kata.
Hey, Wiggy. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Curtis, what's happening?
Oh man, you both missed a doozy on Friday.
I heard it was a real banger of a show on Friday.
I have never felt worse for anybody than I felt for Andrew Razor Raycroft.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the listeners.
Oh no. They won, believe me. We had a little Courtney Jackson battle.
I heard about that.
I missed all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's not your fault. Like, I mean, we rely in this country on modern technology. Mm-hmm. And so who would imagine that you would wake up on a regular morning in the summer and have zero access to any kind of interweb or computer use whatsoever. So
you would have loved the final hour where Eric Fitch, our lead technological savant at Odyssey Boston, was standing right next to where you're sitting right now.
The whole time.
Bobbing up and down from the desk. It was electric, but we all survived.
Now, what happened to Razor? Was there some sort of verbal assault that was perpetrated on my guy, Andrew Razor Raycroft, who I brought to this radio station with me 5 years ago?
Okay.
Great move. We love
Razor. Yeah, we love Razor.
And as you know, I mean, even if it's a contentious hockey discussion, mm-hmm. Razor does not go to personal attacks.
No. Right?
He only attacks the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. And so he's sitting there, and we're really not talking much hockey. We talked a brief segment about Swayman and what's going on. And these guys start calling in out of the blue, unprovoked, talking about how many goals he let in against the Dallas North Stars. He has bedhead. What's going on? It was bizarre. Ken actually wrote him a text later apologizing for the fact that he had to endure all of this. It was out of left field.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he got combat pay. What you're saying.
Well, you had Courtney's usually anxious, and I understand it well.
Yeah.
But Friday was uniquely unsettling in that nothing worked. Mm-hmm. Our hospital shut down for non-emergency procedures because a software component used by Microsoft had a misplaced bug and the world ended.
Yeah. Right?
Like, isn't that somewhat terrifying?
It's a little alarming. It is. I mean, we may at some point determine that we rely too much on technology. Right. Maybe.
You're ahead of the curve on that one, Greg.
Couldn't get a flight to go anywhere. Right.
Airport shut down. Everything. Delta.
How was your day off, Wiggy?
It was good. I ain't even going front. Yeah. I jumped up on one of the great bikes.
Hypocrite.
Yeah, well,
you're
my wife.
Fraudulent.
My wife was like, she don't want to walk from the seaport.
You are number 1A when it comes to those who criticize the bike lanes.
I tried.
And then I saw on your Instagram you and Mrs. Wiggins riding bikes all over the city of Boston.
I tried so bad. Like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting on no bike. What am I, some punk? And she got me on a bike, had me riding through the city like Debo.
Well,
just flying. They're great bikes. I can give credit, though.
Yeah.
The electric bikes, built online.
Yeah.
No. Hey, at least somebody used the lane.
It's nice.
Nobody else was. Nice.
Actually, he used two lanes.
Yeah.
Oh. But who am I to criticize? Shine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Excellent. I saw you were in my neighborhood all weekend long.
I sure was.
Were you at the OAR show?
I did. I went to OAR on Saturday.
How was the show?
Exceptional. It was tremendous. They played my favorite song of all time while they recorded their live album. Had some mic problems. Felt like our show on Friday, but outside of that, it was great.
All right, excellent. And then I saw you enjoying brunch.
Sure did.
So I am going to up my... What was my date on when Chime is back to his old
wake?
Was it Thanksgiving? I'm moving it up to...
Indigenous Peoples Day in October. All right?
That's fine. You know, Greg, I got my steps in over the weekend. I went to the gym. I'm not too worried about it. Not a big deal.
Now, you went to Broadway over in Southie?
I went to the Playwright.
Oh, you went to the Playwright. Oh, the new Playwright.
Yes, correct.
What'd you have for brunch?
I had the Bananas Foster's French toast.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It was.
I see.
I haven't had my French toast since finishing Awaken, and I got it, and it was. The food there hits so hard. It is so good.
I figured you might have been New Shime, might have been an egg white omelet guy. Right.
I saw the truffle feta.
With feta and spinach. But
some fruit.
Right. No, I went right for the French toast, man. I needed it.
That's like going from the wagon to a dirty absolute martini.
I love it, Sean. All right. Anything else? You. Did you have dessert?
No dessert.
Appetizer?
Yeah, we tried the nachos. Courtney told me the nachos were dynamite. I had to give them a shot.
You have French toast and nachos.
All right.
That's an odd combination.
Hey, it's brunch week. You can have whatever you want. No rules.
Some people say, wow, you know, Greg is so critical of Shime's weight loss. It's because he's jealous. Nope, I'm just a realist. I know where you're going, and I'm with you. Hey, I've been there.
I'm allowed to have a day, Greg.
Listen, that was a hell of a day.
I was the OG yo-yo dieter, so don't worry about it, Shime.
And don't forget, I also had a glass of Prosecco as well.
Yeah, your first week out of prison. You go hard, but then get back onto your program.
Nachos and Bananas Foster is elite.
I feel like he's more like a priest who gets out of the church and starts smashing everything he can left and right. All right. Well, anyway, it's great to be back.
You look like you had fun at the Fenway gathering.
Oh, I had I had an unbelievable week. Nantucket was great. Weather was unbelievable. I narrowly missed being impaled by some sort of a wind turbine that flew off of a giant windmill in the middle of the ocean.
Is there anything more perfect than the wind turbine polluting the ocean?
Well, the people of Nantucket are enraged by it, and I think they should be, because they had no say in whether they were going to put those giant dangerous wind turbines right there off their beaches. And then all of a sudden, one of the giant turbines breaks in the middle of the night. They don't tell anybody about it. You got these fishermen who are out there in their boats. Mm-hmm. If they ran into a giant hunk of fiberglass, Lord knows the damage that would be done to their boats. And then we couldn't go on the beach. I went I think it was Sunday morning or Sunday or Monday, I guess. Went to Nobodir Beach, and all of a sudden, their lifeguards are blowing the whistles. I thought they confused me with a whale, but they were blowing their whistles and telling everybody to get out of the water because there were giant hunks of fiberglass that were floating around. So
it really is an amazing sign. Are we going to do what are we doing later about the ocean?
Yes, we should do that. There's an issue in the vineyard when it comes to what they want to do in the ocean. So we will do what are we doing. At around 9.
Something is up in the ocean, right?
You're right,
yes,
Courtney.
There is. And
right
Courtney's again. Off. She went to Nantucket for Santos Triathlon. So,
right.
But Courtney will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. Weather, Curtis, looking great for tomorrow?
Or no? Looking a little rainy early.
Oh, okay.
But should clear up afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be at Granite Links tomorrow morning, and I hope that you will be there as well. We got a full show for you at Granite Links tomorrow morning, and I hope you'll stop by and partake in the fun and in the frivolity of the third annual Numbnuts Invitational to honor the great Chris Curtis.
It's really America's birthday in a way.
It's just
a day to celebrate freedom, independence.
We will not be celebrating the performance of the Boston Red Sox over the weekend.
Yep. I got locked in Saturday night.
Yeah.
That was a great game. I thought they had it three different times. I don't really know what Cora was doing with the bullpen late in the game, but Kenley blows it. You got the Kike, you know, revenge home run.
Yep.
And when Tyler O'Neill, I think it was, hit the home run to lead off the next inning, I thought that was going to be the ball game. And Getting swept sucks because they'll beat the Rockies two straight. If they had at least won one or two, then you come back winning on the road 3-2 on the
trip. But if you can bounce back, it's a little bit better than going into a funk. You know
what
I mean?
It's true, but
I mean,
the Dodgers aren't really healthy. Like, that's not the Dodgers being the Dodgers.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry.
They're still pretty good.
You have Shohei Ohtani.
No, they're a very good team.
But that is, if you're going to get swept, then you would expect it would be a team like the Dodgers. I mean, that's a team that most of the insiders are picking for the World Series.
Right, it's more about how you bounce back the next two series, you know? You don't want to get swept and then all of a sudden you lose, you know, 2 out of 3 to Colorado. And now you're going into the trade deadline and you're on like, you know, let's say through the 9 games you go 2-7. That's not a good look, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's... if this does anything to encourage Breslow not to sell, then it'll be a debacle. But I think they have... They're going to beat the Rockies two straight. And then they only have 2 games this week. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then they're off Thursday and tonight.
I mean, are we still questioning whether Breslow is in sell mode at this point?
Well, they're like somebody right near one of those fiberglass particles of the wind turbine. They're trying not to buy. They would love for a reason not to buy.
Yeah. This proves it even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to stack yourself up against the best teams in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers are one of them.
Right.
And unfortunately, you got swept, so you got to add something. Like, this argument it seems like it's been going on for a month now about what they're going to do with the deadline. Like, spend some money.
Yeah, and the wild,
like, get rid of some prospects and go for it.
And the wild card, all 3 spots are like really right there up for grabs. So it's not like you need like something spectacular to sneak into the playoffs. It's wide open for you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning, and that includes our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes at 6:25. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports, and we will certainly discuss what Jim Harbaugh said about Lamar Jackson that makes me wonder if he and Scheim somehow got into Wiggy's stash. So we'll get to that. Coming up at 7 on this morning's show. News with Scheim at 7:30 in Courtney's absence. And there is, for the first time in a long time, a new GOAT when it comes to the most popular fast food in our country.
Ooh.
So we will get to that during the news at around 7:30. And then...
How was the food on Ireland?
It was great. I mean, I will be
affordable.
Paying, I had on the trip, and I love them to death. I had both of my kids. Brees brought his girlfriend. Julia brought her friend. I had DMs. I will be paying.
Oof.
I'm paying. I have an installment plan on the dinners over there. It's a little bit exorbitant, Curtis.
And he was making fun of my bananas Foster French toast.
It costs more to get money to the island. I think that's the explanation.
When do the kids finally say, "Hey, Dad, don't worry about it. We got it"?
I don't think that ever happens.
That doesn't ever happen?
I feel like
there's got to be a point in time where at least I has a couple bucks.
I think maybe they picked up a tab or two along the way.
Can I also just throw it out there about the cost of living in America today?
Yes, of course.
I went to a carnival over the weekend.
All right.
And in Needham, it was lovely. And I hadn't been to a carnival since I was a kid, I presume. I don't know.
Great place.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Was Trooper Proctor working there?
He was not. But okay. The carnies have not changed.
Oh, no, they haven't.
Do you know what it is to play one game where you take the, James and I played the squirt gun.
Into the mouth like the clown?
Yeah, so you get, you know, if you do it the quickest, you get the stuffed animal.
I would guess it's $5.
$7.
Oh, jeez.
For one game.
Yeah, that's come a long way.
I mean, I think that was $1.
That's inflation for you, Curtis.
Holy hell. Yeah. I mean, the carnivals are suffering too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How'd you do?
We lost. Sadly, I had to operate it.
Comes a long way from, you know.
I tried to pay another dad to win something for James. And they didn't do it.
All right. And then out of the blue yesterday, I heard from a fellow New England Patriot legend who is aware of the kerfuffle when it comes to your proper invitations for the Tom Brady event. and that individual would like to come by the studio this morning and invite you to participate in something that is a true honor for you.
Okay.
So is that okay?
Yeah. I got no issues with it.
All right.
I'm always down for an invite.
All right. He is going to arrive, I believe, at around 8:20 on this morning show.
Ooh,
okay.
Love
it. With a big invitation for you.
Okay.
You are unaware of this.
Nope. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. All right. So all of that coming up on the show this morning right now. Shime and what is trending first thing?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox simply could not get it done this weekend. They fell to the Dodgers last night, 9-6. They get swept in their first series post-All-Star break. They now find themselves a game back of the Royals for the third wild card spot in AL.
Has that Ohtani home run landed somewhere yet? Or what was the distance on that baby?
You can actually follow it, Greg, just like you follow Santa Claus. It's currently traveling over Siberia.
I see. NORAD is on that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You can follow that like you can follow the private jet of Elon Musk. It is still traveling. All right.
I thought you were going to say the playwright nachos.
The Red Sox back in action tonight there in Colorado taking on the Rockies. 8:40 first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app over the weekend. Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, Jim Leland, and our own Joe Castiglione were inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Congrats to Joe. He deserves it, and it's quite an
honor. Great honor.
And you talk about one of the all-time great baseball play-by-play guys, it's Joe Castiglione. So at some point this morning, we should pay a little respect. Put a little respect on Joe Castiglione for that honor.
Yeah, we had a Mount Rushmore of those type of guys, and Joey C. was on there.
Oh.
I brought up Johnny Most, and then I think maybe...
You said Heinsohn.
Were you just doing Boston only?
Yeah, just Boston only.
Okay.
So Joe C., Johnny...
Were you including color people?
Yeah, like your color and play-by-play.
Yeah, see, Derek Sanderson, to me, was the greatest of all time.
All right. Some people brought up Gil Santos. So.
Gil Santos is the voice of God.
Gil Santos. Pure play-by-play.
The best.
Gil Santos was probably the best of all time.
And the nicest human being. Unbelievable. Like, when you watch a Patriots highlight, no disrespect to anybody else, and you hear Santos doing it, it just feels bigger.
My category should really be... weird, but potentially on something color guys. So I have Derek Sanderson and Ken the Hawk Harrelson in there.
You talk about a grinder.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you're going to go nationally, you have to include Bob Uecker when it comes to all-time greats. Yeah. I think Bob Uecker is still calling baseball games, if I'm correct about that.
I remember Bob Uecker because of the great Norm MacDonald bit on him.
Oh,
absolutely
yes.
Spectacular.
But what about Major League? You weren't a fan of the Major League films?
I love Bob Uecker. Oh, he's a living legend.
Okay, thank
Just a bit outside.
When he's bombed and they're losing is just phenomenal.
And Xander Schauffele is your champion golfer of the world as he claimed the Claret Jug yesterday, winning the Open and his second major of the year.
How about that three putt for Scotty? I thought for sure he was right. What was he, two shots behind at that point?
I think so, yeah. And he
on
just
the bogey.
He could never.
He had the three putt on the ninth.
Right.
Was that the ninth? Yeah.
He had back to back birdies.
Yes. He was in there, and then boom, he was a mess after that.
He just couldn't step on the gas, and Xander did just that on the hardest nine holes. Like in golf, he just absolutely pummeled the rest of the group, which is good for him. Second major of the year for Xander. Make this a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Shime, thank you very much. Good to be here back with you. 68 degrees in Boston right now. Partly cloudy afternoon, high of 81.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Grandfathers and mother dears still don't know they caught the Boston Bombers.
You go see that guy, Noah Kahan.
I saw him on Friday night.
Okay, same. Unbelievable show.
Oh, so good.
I heard Thursday was better.
Yeah.
Because the Microsoft glitch apparently prevented whatever guest Noah Kahan had lined up for Friday night.
Well, Greg, it's interesting you bring this up. This was an option. This is a possibility for my lead. I had two lead options, one sports, one non-sports related, and my non-sports related pertained to the guest Friday night.
Okay, so why don't you, are you leaning more towards sports lead or non-sports lead?
Well, Courtney's not here, so yes. It feels only right that I honor her with the non-sports lead.
Then we will save it for your lead in just a moment or two. Courtney is off today. She will be back tomorrow as we bring you the show live from Granite Links in Quincy, the third annual Numbnuts Invitational. Are you ready, Wiggy?
I am.
Okay.
You know, I'll go out there, hit a few balls. Okay. I like to drive around in the golf cart. It's a beautiful place, and I like pizza for after.
Yeah, well, the food is fantastic over there, so cannot wait to see you. Please come. Doesn't matter whether you're participating or not. We got a full field and a bunch of you who donated to the Greg Hill Foundation to get the opportunity to play tomorrow. We got prizes. We have some, did I share the limited edition Numbnuts themed merch that is being given to those who are participating?
You sure did.
The Numbnuts ball marker and the Numbnuts divot tool are both extraordinary. I will be giving those away for months,
both,
I think.
Both nicknames of mine in high school, so.
Ball washer.
All right. Well, we'll be there tomorrow. And then, I think I mentioned this before I left on vacation, but Sam Adams is throwing this show a fifth birthday party, and it's happening on August 9th. So a couple Fridays away. I'll give you details this week on how you can join us.
I was there over the weekend.
You were?
Yeah, I went to the tap room.
In Faneuil Hall.
Went there. My wife and I went there before we hit up City Winery to check out Tasha K. So, and I got one of the, like a pina colada beer.
Oh, really?
It was pretty good.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
A pina colada beer?
Yeah, it was like IPA. It was like pina colada.
Well, they are brewing something special as we speak for this show.
All right.
I don't want to reveal too much.
Such a good vibe over there.
It's great.
Yeah.
We up on the roof?
We were. We it's watched beautiful. Scooby and them do the dancing, and you know, they have this little group. There's like black guys that go out and they started to dance.
Yeah.
And they were getting ready.
I join them sometimes.
Do you join them?
Yeah.
They diversity were getting ready inclusion. To make some good money.
Yeah.
I mean, the crowd was starting, and then all of a sudden these people came, like Palestine people, completely took money out of their pocket. The crowd dispersed and that was it. I felt bad for them.
What? That's awful.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it was
the
like one of the
street dancers or whatever.
Street dancers.
They were interrupted by the Palestine people.
Literally when they are about
to. That's not right.
They literally, it was like, you know.
Was that the only thing they could find to interrupt them? It was kind of a quiet weekend in Boston.
I don't know. And they were like, you know.
It's really been impactful. It's really changed the way we've done
things. And the dancers were like, all right, you know, had everybody get the toes up. We're about to start. Like, you know, they do the countdown in 5 seconds, boom. And as soon as they're getting ready to start and do their dancing where they make their money, a group of like.
Five pro-Palestine.
It was a little bit more than that with a microphone. And that was it. Everybody kind of moved over to them. And next thing you know, they just sitting there and was like, that's it. There goes the show.
But do you like my idea? I mentioned it once. Viral marketing. We do a Greg Hill show pop-up like outside of big touristy areas.
Yes.
So that everybody's forced to listen to us that may not have otherwise heard of us.
Yeah, we do it in protest form.
Right.
We're just marching down the street with some kind of a megaphone.
Yes.
And people are like, oh, what are they protesting?
Right. A bunch of signs,
too.
It's
probably climate change.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a second. No, it's probably what's going on in the Middle East. No? Oh, it's the Greg Hill show. Oh, okay.
That's a pretty good idea.
Thank you. Yeah. You know,
I like that idea, Curtis.
Thank you very much. I'm just an idea
guy. You're an idea guy, Curtis. This is DJ from Hyannis. Hello, DJ.
How you doing, my man? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Can you do me a favor?
Of course.
Seriously, you said you're going to do it. I pay for Twitch.
Yep.
Every time you guys say something that's important, everything, there's a commercial. And I pay for Twitch.
That's not possible.
If you're paying for it, you should.
No, Curtis, I'm telling you. I'm straight up.
Shime, can you help us out on this? Shime has more Twitch points than anybody other than some of the gamers.
It's true.
What's the deal on that?
Yeah, look, that's not on us. We're not the ones sending out these ads. That's a Twitch corporate thing. That is not. Unfortunately, I don't know if there's anything we can do. Greg, you might be able to talk to Bezos and figure that out because
I've
you have the sway. But
I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pissing me off
because
it happens at the start of the show.
Right.
So we get 5 minutes into what we're doing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, those that watch the show on Twitch are seeing commercials.
Well, it'll be a little bit easier when he owns the Celtics and we have him on the phone.
Did you see the big, I don't know why it went viral this weekend, but there was the Jeff Bezos approach to successful organizations?
Yes, the two pizzas?
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
I love it.
It wouldn't work for this show.
No.
We need three pizzas.
Right. And then,
but yeah, Bezos' strategy at Amazon. Bezos' strategy at Amazon was that you never have a team in the workplace that requires more than two pizzas to feed. So therefore, you keep your team small,
oh,
and they can move quickly and get things done, and you don't have to communicate with 40 different people or
whatever. Well, I can eat a whole pizza by myself, Basil, so.
Leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
I could do. He's got to be really small.
I could do the same thing. Yeah, I could if necessary. So
I can't get over the playwright order from Scheim. That is electric.
I told you. I mean, unfortunately, once Olivia is out of his life, he's gonna veer back into the danger zone.
Did you go bananas Foster first or nachos first?
It was the nachos first.
Okay. I like it.
I see.
It's just brunch. Anything goes.
Just the two, you and your lady.
Yeah, me and Lauren.
I see. Did you inhale the whole plate of nachos?
No, I did not. I just had a few. I really wanted to get a couple of those jalapenos. Big jalapeno guy.
Just a couple. Yeah. Oh, the vegetable part. That's what you like
right.
about nachos.
I like those poppers.
Did you take them home then? Or did you just waste money on just a little?
No, we took like half the plate home.
All right.
Uh-huh. Nachos home.
Did you ask for House
of the Dragon last night, Kurt.
Did you take home a side of the bananas Foster sauce?
No, I did not.
On the way home?
No, I did not. I did have to ask for extra syrup, but you know, that's about it.
Greg hasn't been this happy in a long time.
I don't think that's Awaken 180 approved as the extra syrup.
No, but Greg, I'm in maintenance. Yes. I wanted to treat myself this one time. We specifically didn't do anything crazy on my birthday so that we could enjoy this weekend.
Your diet maintenance appears from the outside to be conducted by Boeing.
All right, Greg. It's one meal. It's not exactly. I needed to unleash a little bit. I wanted that French toast so bad. So I had to do it.
What are you planning on eating tomorrow at Granite Links?
Well, I gotta get there first. I gotta produce a show and then get to Granite Links, and then probably just a salad.
Okay. That's big cap right there.
We'll see.
Because they have such good food over there.
Oh my God, the food is awesome at Granite Links.
They got the wings.
They got so
the
dip.
Hummus is really good. Oh yeah, you can do hummus. That's always good.
That reminds me, I got a call over there and shut my tab down today because of what happened last time. Or was that last year or was that the year before?
I think it was.
Probably both.
Both, yeah, you're right.
It was ludicrous the first year. I'm like, hey, everybody, enjoy a round on me as you're golfing today.
That's it.
Yeah. A month later, the bill comes. Mm. $1,900 or something people drank. These listeners of ours.
I mean,
how do you do that in a round of golf?
How do you drink
$1,900 worth of booze in a round of golf?
Oh, it's the only thing that makes, I mean, it doesn't happen at Granite Links, but when you have like a 4.5 hour round, that's the only way you survive it is with a drink cart.
All right, let's get to this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
It's almost over. Keep driving, you're almost home. Keep drinking, you're almost sober. You're tired of living life alone, yeah. Keep pushing, it's almost over. Keep driving, you're almost home. Keep drinking, you're almost sober. You're tired of living life alone.
Scheim, you stumped me on my first day back. Who is that?
Yes, it's a brand new song from OAR with a local guy, actually, Brady Watt, who they brought out during the performance.
I saw the videos.
Yes.
He was wearing the Bang a Yui shirt, I noticed.
Yeah, he also had, at one point, a Larry Bird jersey.
Yeah, well, I think the Bang a Yui has the Larry Bird. Oh, he had the jersey, or does the Bang a Yui have the Larry Bird 33 on the front? It might. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see the Bang a Yui part. I just saw the Larry Bird jersey.
Well, I'm glad you got to see that show.
I have some breaking music news about why Noah Kahan did not have another act with him on Friday night.
Well, that's Scheim's lead.
Oh, you have it.
Yeah, that's going to be Scheim's
lead. Sorry. I just researched it. Yeah. I found the info.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Thank you for paying attention.
No problem.
Too distracted by the bananas Foster.
Also, Scheim, Texter wants to make sure that you kept your old fat clothes.
Oh,
God.
No, I didn't. I got rid of all of them.
You got rid of them?
All of them.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a problem, too. You always keep them.
Nope. I'm not going back, Greg.
Okay. Your lead this morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. So as we discussed earlier, Noah Kahan had a couple guests on Thursday night, including the Lumineers and Gracie Abrams. On Friday, he was supposed to have a massive guest. Now, one of Courtney's favorite sources for celebrity gossip is Dumois.
Yes, Dumois.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. Well, yes. Dumois released a blind item. Here's a girl on TikTok discussing Dumois' blind item about Friday night's Noah Kahan concert.
Blind reads, this country star was supposed to guest at his friend's biggest show ever, but ended up canceling because got too drunk leading up to it and backed out. On top of that, he was seen arguing with security at the venue and then getting into it with his friend's family. It's no surprise that he and the other star are no longer following each other on social media. The two stars in question are Noah Kahan and Zach Bryan. Noah Kahan played two shows at Fenway Ballpark this weekend. And for the first show, he had a couple of celebrity guests come on stage and sing with him. One of them was Gracie Abrams. And the second one for night two was supposed to be Zach Bryan. Allegedly. So I did some sleuthing on Reddit. I tried to find more information, guys. And this is what I found. This post says, I got info from a very close source that Noah and Zach agreed to perform on night two months ago. Zach texted Noah on Friday night canceling because he was flying out to Orlando the day after. Zach was invited to play one song and only lives 45 minutes away, further proving that Zach bailed last minute and wasn't exactly just resting his vocal cords from a long show two nights prior.
Mm. That was a scuttlebutt. Everybody was murmuring all night, get your camera ready for the encore because Zach Bryan is going to join. And so he lives in Duxbury.
Yep.
He's got the house in Deluxbury.
Correct.
And it appears that he was unable to perform.
Sauced up, huh?
He was overserved, it appears.
That is what the rumors are.
Why not just let him go out there overserved? It's Fenway Park.
Well, he brought out one of his opening acts for his song Northern Attitude. He brought out Mount Joy, and yes. I don't know who the guy is that does the lead singing for Mount Joy, but he seemed like he was struggling with the song. I don't know if that was a mic's issue or what that was, but I feel like if Zach had come out, it wouldn't have been any worse. And so, I would have been over the moon if Zach Bryan had joined Noah Kahan at Fenway. I did some double checking. They do not, or at least Noah does not follow Zach on Instagram anymore. So that is in fact true.
That proves everything.
No,
in the
I'm
world.
Just saying that one piece of information is in fact true.
Yes.
It is completely alleged, but very disappointing if that was the case.
Yes, I would agree. But still, the show was great.
Oh, the show. Noah is phenomenal. He does such a good job. He's so funny, too. Like, in between songs, he has a bunch of one-liners. Like, he yells at you, hey, don't look at that waxing gibbous moon. Look at me. Yeah, eyes on me.
No, no.
He's funny. Yeah.
No, it is hilarious.
At the time, it was funny.
That's hilarious.
I mean, to be honest with you, the moon thing, that's Curtis's lane as the weather smoke.
100%.
I mean, he should not be commenting on what kind of a moon it is.
Back off, Noah.
All right. Excellent lead from you, Shime.
Thank you.
We will get to Curtis's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
It's all the same. Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I drive all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted, little apply. Wanted.
Good one, Shime.
Yep.
Greg, how was Bon Jovi over the weekend?
Excellent show. I was kindly invited by our sister station, Mix 104.1, to their beach house performance. Bon Jovi.
That looked cool.
Great guy. Struggling a little bit with the voice. And I think that's been an issue for him for a while. In fact, I think he said if he doesn't get it back the way he wants it, he's not going to tour anymore.
Wow.
But it was a really, really cool, event on the Cape. There were like a...
Did you get confused for him?
I was not confused. He is in slightly better shape than I am.
How old is he?
Bon Jovi? He's got to be... he's not Bruce's age, but he's got to be like 68 or something like that.
You see Bruce became a billionaire?
No, he did?
Yep. Big news over the weekend. Good
62.
For him.
That's it?
Bon Jovi. Oh, yeah. 62.
Guy looks still. Good.
Looks
I mean,
like
the guy's
still.
In great shape. He did. Great thing that he did for our sister station. It was awesome. They did a great job with it. But he did, I think, six songs, and four of them were new.
Oh, so he's got to stay with the hits.
Am I right about that?
Oh, yes. Like, listen.
Throw in a new one here or there, but...
Stick to the classics.
Am I right?
That's what people want to hear.
Right.
Yeah, that's what,
right?
I can picture Greg. I left the island for this.
Like you want to hear that.
Yeah.
You want to hear Living on a Prayer.
Right. And everybody would say, if you're struggling vocally, everybody's going to sing, you know, right. Oh, we're halfway right there.
Oh,
and so you can get some help from the people.
Yes. Don't go to the new ones.
But it was nice. They did a great job at our sister station. And the mix people were very nice to invite me, and it was fun.
That's cool.
Good way to end the Nantucket portion of the vacation right there in Bourne on the Cape. And went to the Lobster Pot before or after. Great restaurant. Food there, the vibe there, unbelievable.
How did you fit all of this in on Friday? Did you fly? Because you were in Nantucket, then you went to the beach house, then you went to the Lobster Pot, and then you still made it to Fenway for Noah Kahn that night.
My friend Tim, we took the boat over on Friday, arrived just about in time for Bon Jovi. And then I took the Red Turtle back to Boston and made it back to Fenway Park.
I will say this. It's not that you are using others. You have the right people to do everything you would ever want to do to live a great life in this region.
Well, yes, I'm almost 80. I've met people along the way.
Like I would love a Tim.
Yeah, you need a Tim. Everybody
need
needs a Tim.
What a wonderful thing to do.
You always want to have somebody in your circle who has a boat. You don't want to have the boat yourself.
No, boat guys are great. I'm still looking for mine, but I'll get there.
But see, you want a boat guy, but you never want to go out on boats.
No, I don't need to go out. I just want to stay connected right to the docking. It's a weird thing.
Like, you're afraid of the ocean.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Yeah, like,
Something's up in it. So.
Especially the Atlantic.
Yeah, you're afraid of the ocean.
Yes.
So you just want a boat person that can dock the boat.
Yep.
And then you can stand on it on the dock.
Yes.
And it's not moving at all.
Nope. So whoever owns Half Irish, Evelyn P., I believe it is. Uh-huh. And what's in Vicus? Is that the other one?
Invictus?
That's always.
Well, did you see the story that I tagged in on my Instagram of all the yachts on Nantucket?
Those are the type of boat buddies I'm looking for.
Yeah. By the way, I think I may have encountered, and this is a long list, but in that story that I posted on my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI is how you can follow me on Instagram, and you should. The douchiest boat name of all time. Did you happen to see it? Ibida. Like, that's the name of the yacht is Ibida.
All right.
Now, there was one in the seaport last week that I saw, which was, I thought it was funny, but it was called Trust Fun.
I've seen that one.
That's a great one.
Yes, I've seen that one.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. PM. We are way behind on leads. We're going to have to space the leads out. Executive decision upon my return. Well, do they set it at 7:20, Shime? Okay?
I love that. That sounds great.
Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports coming up at 7:20. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I have a question for you. What do Lenny Kravitz, let me get the exact list here, Julia Fox, and Khloe Kardashian all have in common?
That's interesting. They like smashing young dudes.
No, wrong. They are all.
With all respect to Lenny Kravitz, I don't know what his personal.
Lenny's a freak. We all love Lenny.
Okay. Yeah, you're singing about an American woman.
Okay, Iggy.
Remember his junk was coming out at his concert?
I don't remember that. But
you don't remember that? Lenny is a freak.
All right.
I mean, he's like Rick James status.
Okay.
All right. Well, God love him. I'll take you at your word.
What are
they are all boy sober.
All right.
Boy Sober?
Boy Sober is a new wellness trend that started in Hollywood and has now spread through TikTok.
Oh, okay.
It's people that find the word celibacy offensive or too pure.
Okay.
It means no sex.
No sex?
No sex at all.
I'm out.
No dating apps.
I'm out. No sex, no dating apps.
No DMs, no nothing.
Oh.
It's time for self-fulfillment and understanding who you are and healing from prior relationships.
Okay.
And it is taking the internet by storm. So
I'm not buying that, especially with Lenny and Khloe. No sex. Okay. Come on.
It's all about reprioritizing your time and attention away from endless swiping and noncommittal DMs and toward activities that are more fulfilling for the soul.
Huh. Right. Okay.
So boy sober, look out.
I mean, do you have to, does it work like being sober? Like, if you get off the wagon, can you know?
You
by
can
accident,
hop right back on.
You can hop right back on.
It's right there for you.
All right.
Don't worry.
All right, Curtis. Well done. Thanks. You. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah.
All right. Wiggy's lead and my lead. I have two issues, unfortunately, with America this morning. Two issues. Two distinct issues. So, and they involve your food choices. So we will get to my lead and to Wiggy's lead coming up next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Chime.
Yep.
Greg, how was Bon Jovi over the weekend?
Excellent show. I was kindly invited by our sister station, Mix 104.1, to their beach house performance. Bon Jovi.
That looked cool.
Great guy. Mm-hmm. Struggling a little bit with the voice. And I think that's been an issue for him for a while. In fact, I think he said if he doesn't get it back the way he wants it, he's not going to tour anymore.
Wow.
But, it was a really, really cool, event on the Cape. There were like a...
Did you get confused for him?
I was not confused. He is in slightly better shape than I am.
How old is he?
Bon Jovi? He's got to be... he's not Bruce's age, but he's got to be like 68 or something like that.
You see, Bruce became a billionaire?
No, he did?
Yep. Big news over the weekend. Good
62.
For him.
That's it?
Bon Jovi, yep. Oh, yeah. 62.
Guy looks still. Good. Looks I mean, like the guy's still. In great shape. He did. I have a. Listen, great thing that he did for our sister station. It was awesome. They did a great job with it. But he did, I think, 6 songs, and 4 of them were new.
Oh, so he's got to stay with the hits.
Am I right about that?
Oh, yes. Like, listen.
Throw in a new one. Throw in a new one here or there, but.
Stick to the classics.
Am I right?
That's what people want to hear.
Right.
Yeah, that's what,
right?
I can picture Greg. I left the island for this.
Like, you want to hear that.
Yeah.
You want to hear Living on a Prayer.
Right. And everybody would say, if you're struggling vocally, everybody's going to sing, you know, right? Oh, we're halfway right there.
Oh,
and so you can get some help from the people.
Yes. Don't go to the new ones.
But it was nice. They did a great job at our sister station. And the mix people were very nice to invite me, and it was fun.
That's cool.
Good way to end the Nantucket portion of the vacation right there in Bourne on the Cape. And went to the Lobster Pot before or after. Great restaurant. Food there, the vibe there, unbelievable.
How did you fit all of this in on Friday? Did you fly? Because you were in Nantucket, then you went to the beach house, then you went to the Lobster Pot, and then you still made it to Fenway for Noah Kahn that night.
My friend Tim, we took the boat over on Friday, arrived just about in time for Bon Jovi. And then I took the Red Turtle back to Boston and made it back to Fenway Park.
I will say this. It's not that you are using others. You have the right people to do everything you would ever want to do to live a great life in this region.
Well, yes, I'm almost 80.
I've met
people like all along
Tim,
the way.
Like I would love a Tim.
Yeah, you need a Tim. Everybody
needs
a Tim.
Guy.
What a wonderful thing to do.
You want to have somebody. You always want to have somebody in your circle who has a boat. You don't want to have the boat yourself.
No, boat guys are great. I'm still looking for mine, but I'll get there.
But see, you want a boat guy, but you never want to go out on boats.
No, I don't need to go out. I just want to stay connected right to the dock and let's. Put our feet
it's a
up.
Weird thing. Like, you're afraid of the ocean.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Yeah, like,
something's up in it. So.
Especially the Atlantic.
Yeah, you're afraid of the ocean.
Yes.
So you just want a boat person that can dock the boat.
Yep.
And then you can stand on it on the dock.
Yes.
And it's not moving at all.
Nope. So whoever owns Half Irish, Evelyn P., I believe it is. Uh-huh. And what's in Vickis? Is that the other one?
Invictus?
That's always.
Well, did you
at
see
the seaport?
Did you see the story that I tagged in on my Instagram of all the yachts on Nantucket?
Those are the type of boat buddies I'm looking for.
Yeah. By the way, I think I may have encountered, and this is a long list. But in that story that I posted on my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI, is how you can follow me on Instagram, and you should. The douchiest boat name of all time. Did you happen to see it? Ibida. Like, that's the name of the yacht is Ibida.
All right.
Now, there was one in the seaport last week that I saw, which was, I thought it was funny, but it was called Trust Fun.
I've seen that one.
That's a great one.
Yes, I've seen that one.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. TM. We are way behind on leads. We're going to have to space the leads out. Executive decision upon my return. Well, do they set it at 7:20, Shime? Okay?
I love that. That sounds great.
Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports coming up at 7:20. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I have a question for you. What do Lenny Kravitz, let me get the exact list here, Julia Fox, and Khloe Kardashian all have in common?
That's interesting. They're like smashing young dudes.
Nope, wrong. They are all.
With all respect to Lenny Kravitz, I don't know what his personal.
Lenny's a freak. We all love Lenny.
Okay. Yeah, he did sing about Lenny. An American woman.
Okay, Iggy.
Remember his junk was coming out at his concert?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Lenny is a freak.
All right.
I mean, he's like Rick James status.
Okay.
All right. Well, God love him. I'll take you at your word.
What are
they are all boy sober.
All right. Boy Sober?
Boy Sober is a new wellness trend that started in Hollywood and is now spread through TikTok.
Oh, okay.
It's people that find the word celibacy offensive or too pure.
Okay.
It means no sex.
No sex?
No sex at all.
I'm out.
No dating apps.
I'm out. No sex, no dating apps.
No DMs, no nothing.
Oh.
It's time for self-fulfillment and understanding who you are and healing from prior relationships.
Okay.
And it is taking the internet by storm. So
I'm not buying that, especially with Lenny and Chloe. No sex. Okay. Come on.
It's all about reprioritizing your time and attention away from endless swiping and non-committal DMs and toward activities that are more fulfilling for the soul.
Huh. Right. Okay.
So boy sober, look out.
I mean, do you have to, like, does it work like being sober? Like, if you get off the wagon, can, you know,
you
by
can
accident,
hop right back on.
You can hop right back on.
It's right there for you.
All right.
Don't worry.
All right, Curtis. Well done. Thanks. I had no idea.
Yeah,
that's
a big deal. Yeah.
All right. Wiggy's lead and my lead. I have two issues, unfortunately, with America this morning. Two issues. Two distinct issues. So, and they involve your food choices. So we will get to my lead and to Wiggy's lead coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.